Untofu futhi ukuthazwe indlela iqembu lakhe elidlale ngayo ngemva kokuzilolonga kwensuku ezingengayi phezu kwalokhu nilabadlali abambalwa abatsha.
Sonke isikhathi nxa sidlala leqembu leDynamos umdlalo wakhona uyabe ungekho lula, kodwa ngijabuliswe indlela ebesenelisa ukugcina ngayo ibhola siphaselana. Siphakathi kokulungiselela imidlalo yalonyaka njalo sizakhuphula izinga olivikezayo lapho sizagxila ezintweni ezivalisa indlela esifuna ukudlala ngayo njengeqembu. Ngalokhu engikubone emdlalweni wethu leqembu leDynamos, ngiyakholwa ukuba bazathi nxa sebeqinile abafana laba batshaye eziwayo.
Iqembu leDynamos yilo eliphakamise inkezo ye-Independence ngemva kokunqoba ele-Highlanders nge-2-0, kodwa umqeqeshi walo uTony Rainderaya uvumelane lo mpofu uba iqembu le-Highlanders lidlale kuhle kakhulu.
A good show, good entertaining football from both teams. I thought Highlanders were...
Ubuchaza umdlalo njalo mabili amaqembu adlale ngendlela ethokozise izibukeli. Ngombono wami iqembu leHighlanders idlale kuhle kakhulu imini yonke, kodwa umehluko kube yikuthi thina sibe nethamsanqa elokuhlohla kabili.
Impumelelo yomdlalo wenkezo ye-Independence ithi iqembu leDynamos liyiphakamise kathoba munye, linkezo ukuthi eleHighlanders liyiphakamise kathoba munye. Umdlalo lo ubungowakuqala selokhu uhulumende ephe imvumo yokuba kuqhutshwe ezemidlalo elizweni. Ezemidlalo bezimiswe nyakenye kuyindlela yokuvika yela uzulu emkhuhlaneni we-COVID-19. Imidlalo ye-Premier Soccer League yona ihlelwe ukuba iqale ngenyanga kaNkwenkwezi. Ngiyimele i-Studio 7 kobulawayo, ngimuJoseph Njanjeni.